Let us open our Bible in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Everyone knows this verse pretty well. And I hope we, and I pray that we all know too how to use it in our lives. Because I fail sometimes. So I am going back to this. I think this Apostle Paul is really did good on this writing to the Ephesian people about this. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. Follow along with me as I read. Children, I obey... I think it's in 10 to 16, sorry. I'm not going to preach about children today. Sorry. 10 to 16, yeah. Okay. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And I believe we are in the evil days, in the last days. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Let us ask for guidance first before we start on this one. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask for your Spirit, Lord, to help us, Lord. Not only me, Lord, from taking or dissecting your word and revealing what is in the word, which in the Bible, Lord. But Lord, most especially, Lord, help us, Lord, to be a hearers of your word as well and be the doers too, Lord. And Lord, tonight I am one of your humble servant, Lord. Please do help me, Lord. Can't do this without you. And Father, I rest upon you tonight. I rest upon your power, Lord. And Lord, help us again. And bless this church, Lord, to rise up, Lord. Not only advancing in the preaching of the gospel, Lord, but just like Brother Charles said, Lord, we need a building, Lord, that we need to, that we can call home, our home church, Lord. You know that in time you would provide for that. But for now, Lord, you are teaching us on how to be patient and be vigilant in the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name, pray, amen. Okay. I have to throw one question. Have we ever wondered why our enemy are always there? So, Ephesians 6 was one of the chapters that we all know how to defeat Satan or deflect whatever he throws at us. But have you ever wondered why Satan is always there with us? It's not in my text, but I will. Let's just open our Bible in. I think in Zechariah. It's not in my outline, but I just wanted to throw this one. This is the first thing that why. Let us start in chapter 3 of Zechariah, verse 1. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan. Okay, here's one reason why Satan is standing at his right hand to resist him. So that's why always, just don't look on your right person. So anyway, nobody is standing here, so you are safe to use. To look around, look on your right. Satan is not here. He's not here. So Satan is standing at his right hand to resist him. resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? I think he's speaking about the saved people here. That's what he was doing though. The question is, have we ever wondered why our adversary, the devil, wants to destroy us? He wants to destroy you, me, our family, parents, and kids alike. And there's only one reason for that. Because he doesn't really hate you, though. He doesn't really hate us. What he wants is to hurt God. Because for God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, for whosoever will believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So we had the opportunity to get saved through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But Satan doesn't want that. He wants to give God a heartache, if you call it that way. We all gone to a heartache in despair and depression sometimes, losing our job, relationship maybe. If you're in a relationship right now, and praise the Lord for that, just make sure you do not equally yoke with the unbelievers. Yeah, that's what I can say on that. And And we know that Satan is the murderer and the father of all lies. Jesus said it to himself. Let's open our Bible to John 8:44, please. I think this would give us a little bit of a view or about Satan. Jesus Christ exposed Satan already, so we have to know him. He already exposed Satan in here. And he exposed what Satan can do to you and to me and to us. All we need to do now is put on the armor of God. Okay, so let us read chapter 8, verse 44, I think. He already exposed what Satan can do to us. Jesus said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. And we know who's the truth and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by him is Jesus Christ, and the truth shall make us free. And thy word is truth. That's right. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of all. So he exposed it. But in verse 45, 46, you can see when Jesus exposed Satan. He also said in the verse 45, I think it's in verse 45 and 46, and because I tell you that the truth, and because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. For the unsaved it is impossible to. For them to hear God. Faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. But they have to believe in thine heart. They have to believe in Jesus Christ first. It says here they didn't believe. Satan is also called in the Bible as the destroyer of all. Why? Yeah, it's a destroyer. But the Bible says, be sober and be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Devour means here is, I heard a preaching sometime, I think it's Paul's, Scott Pauley. He said, it's disappearing. For me, it means living with nothing. When Satan destroys, he leaves nothing. Right. And we don't want that to happen with us, because that's why it is a sobering thought that when Satan leaves us, he left us with nothing. So we need to be sober, be vigilant, because the devil, our father, is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And it's just a thought. Have you ever wondered why our thoughts, in our minds, hearts, or even physical, there is a battle sometimes. We don't think that the battle is real. But friends and co-laborers and family of God, the battle is real. We might not think that a simple or everyday task and routine is a spiritual warfare. And our enemy knows, and here's the thing, our enemy knows his advantage. It is safe to say that he knows every button to push for us. So he could destroy your testimony. He knows how to push our button. One thing is your patience, which I'm working on it, on that. My patience. And you're always angry. So when there is a spiritual battle, it is not ours to win. Okay, remember this. It is the Lord's battle. We must find ourselves daily in the Word, memorizing the Scriptures and meditating upon throughout the entire day. I believe this is one of our motto in RU. Remember, meditate therein, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law that he meditate therein day and night. And in Joshua chapter 1, 8 and 9, this book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou may observe to do according to all that is written, for thou shalt make the way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Because he knows that he cannot defeat our Almighty God, so he can only go to you, us, to destroy, to be destroyed, so that he can hurt God. That's what his real purpose is to, because you know, he envy God, right? He wants to be like God. He wants the power of God. And he's not even, he's opposite of the attributes of God, actually. All the attributes of God. If you say omnipotent, all-powerful is our God, but Satan is not. He can only use you in his power, use your testimony and your, circumstantial things in life. That's the one he can use. So he has the power to destroy your life. I believe so. That's what I didn't write it down there, but it just came out in my mind. So that's one thing. And if we say God is omnipresent, he's present in anywhere, but Satan is not. I just told you that Satan is standing beside you, but he has a lot of demons. Yeah, he has a lot of demons working with him. So he cannot be in one place at the same time. And all-knowing. Satan is not all-knowing. He doesn't know how to read your mind. Okay, you know, remember, our heart is the seat of our emotion. Okay, out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. So he work it on that outward that he can see through us. He can manipulate it. He will start with your family because that's the first thing he destroyed, Adam and Eve, the family. Next will be brothers, cousins, and everything, and church. And now he's working in the church. That's why even in the church, we have to be careful that not everyone is saved. What's this verse that there is wolves? Yeah, in sheep's clothing inside the church. So, yeah, we have to be very vigilant as well on that. So, yeah, and, okay. Yeah, because he knows that he cannot destroy God. And this is one reason why, one more thing, why he is always there around us. Because he only got a short time. You know that he is defeated. We could remind God. Satan is an accuser. He can remind us of our sin, but we can remind him of his end. We can read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 and 17. This is it really speaks to me when I read this. That is why Satan wants to destroy churches, divide churches, and even family, because this. He knows that He only have a short time doing this. And we know that God will come with his, we will be with God in the clouds and for rewarding, and we will come back with him. Chapter 12, Revelation, verse 12. This is really interesting. Verse 12. Okay. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Okay. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. He hates us. He hates you. Having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. You can highlight those words. He knows that he has only a short time. That's in Revelation chapter. And in 17, let's continue in the 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's only a little time. We are in the last days. And I believe that God will come for all his saints, and we will be leading with him when we come back here. And let's turn in Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Let's see what the chapter 16, verse 20. Is that right? Romans 16. There you go. 16, verse 20. Okay. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. So he knows. He knows his end. And God will even give you that power to bruise Satan under your feet. Imagine that, stepping on the head of a serpent. And when Jesus Christ was born, and when he said he died at the cross, he said it is finished. The bruise, that stripe that he gets, now Satan got it. And at the end of the revelation, you yourself, us, change will. It says here, Satan will be bruised under our feet. And now we're going to be back in Ephesians chapter 6 and 10 to 18 now. As Christians, it's not easy to, we find that it's not easy to live as a Christian. Because as we mature, we are having more battles in our lives. And I believe that because it's happening to me. And I know it's also happening to you. And that's why we always have to pray for one another and to strengthen one another as well in fellowship and in breaking breads. And Satan knows. When we find ourselves fighting battles, that means we are only maturing. We're not. God doesn't want us to be failing, because the Bible says, I will just continue here. Satan knows us very well. So we need to possess power and equipment to attack him and also have protection against him. So this is where the Ephesians 6, chapter 10 to 18 will come in. Okay, and our power in the Holy Spirit and his spiritual armor. In verse 10 and 13, Ephesians. Ephesians 6, 10 and 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we need that power of the Holy Spirit and in his armor. And let's continue. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Here it is again. It's always saying the devil. But I'm not promoting his name, but I am just making us, or making me aware, that I have the enemy beside me actually. Remember, he said Satan is standing beside us. So I am aware that anytime he could strike. That's why we have to wear the full armor of God. Yes, we know that we can get wounded in a battle. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we fall. And he says, in the battle we will get wounded, but we are not defeated. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. And we know that Satan is a liar. He always, I read this one time. When Satan tells us about God, he always lies. So he keep us blinded into the light of the gospel. Right? He made all those kinds of religions. He made all those cults, good works, baptism, and everything that you could imagine to prevent us from the light of the gospel. He blinded us. I think it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 or 2 Corinthians. But here's the thing. We know that it's not the truth, right? The Satan is the liar, and I forgot about what I'm going to say. When Satan tells us about God, he lies. But when Satan, remember in the book of Job, goes up and down in heaven, please pay attention to this. When he goes up there, he's reporting to God. Have you ever thought that he might have been saying the truth about you to God? He's telling the truth about us to God. Remember, he said to Job, look at your saints. You're only blessing him. He's only faithful because you are blessing him. And that's the truth. That's what Job are, right? He's faithful to God. Sometimes I cannot stop thinking of this. What if I sin? Nobody can see it. You cannot see my sin. It's only hiding in me. But Satan always accuses us of our sin, right? And he uses all circumstantial evidence, as you can say that in the court. Yeah, we go to the court of seat of God. He'll tell you, look at your saints. Look at what he's been doing. He's been stealing in the company. What's he's been stealing there? The time. Going out 5 minutes earlier. I did it sometime, but I don't mean it. But my coworker, asked me to do it. Sorry about that. So yeah, he knows what's going on in our lives. So he is reporting that to God. Yeah, I just thought of that because I said to myself, I had a lot of sin that I think God knows, and I haven't been asking for forgiveness on that. That's why there's a verse in the Bible that search me, O God, and if there's any iniquity in my heart, right? That's what the verse is there, and then we know that this is the seat of our emotion, our heart. So we must hide the word of God in here. Yep. And okay, where are we? Okay, in John chapter 8, verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We must love the truth and live the truth. That's what I said. We must love the truth and live the truth, because Satan knows about you and he can report the truth in God. And in 3 John chapter 4, this is interesting. I have no greater joy. I think I wrote it down here. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Mm. That's what God wants us to do when he hear. When Satan reported and hear that, and God heard that, there's a greater joy than to hear that my children walk with truth. Yeah, that's what God loves to hear every time that he is reporting. But he hates when, he allowed sometimes Satan to give us something so that we can lose our faith to God. But no, he can't win. because if we just know how to use the full armor of God, it is also important that we have that breastplate of righteousness. Paul is referring to the righteousness of Christ, which we receive. Okay, look, so when we trust Him as our personal Savior, okay, he's looking at it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Did I wrote it down? Okay. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It is through faith in Christ that we got saved, and his righteousness was imputed to us. Okay. His righteousness was put onto our account, just like having a seal, fully paid by his blood. God sealed us with his blood. And as a believer who walks with the Lord and yields to the Holy Spirit, okay, the righteousness of Christ is imparted to him and he becomes more like Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, 24, and that ye put on the new man, which after God's created righteousness and true holiness. Let us not mistaken on this because the other one says imputed and imparted. Imputed when you get saved first, when you believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and imparting when we walk and we put on the new man and after God's created in righteousness and through holiness, we'll be more like Him. We just continue walking with the Lord and become. I haven't touched the full. Armor of God here, but I believe we will just continue this later on if I still have the opportunity. But you remember this one. Righteousness, the Lord, our righteousness, is one of the name of our Lord in the Old Testament. It's one of the seven compound name of our God in the Old Testament. I think even in the New Testament. Oh, it's all in the Old Testament, I believe. He said here, the breastplate of righteousness. We have two. The righteousness was imputed to us, and the divine nature of God was imparted. That's the time the divine nature of God was imputed to us. And then now when we walk with the Lord, yeah, and yields to the Holy Spirit, that's the breastplate of righteousness. Remember, the heart is the seat of our emotion. I'm just going to throw this one if I still have time. I think it's one of my reading in our RU. In Proverbs chapter 24, this will give us an idea how wicked our hearts is. It's 120, Proverbs 23 probably. Yeah, there it is, 23. We'll start on the verse 23, verse 15 of Proverbs. My son, if thine heart be wise, it's not in the, my son, this is speaking about the Christian believers, okay? If thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice even mine. Remember the verse that we read in I have greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So the truth will set us free. Heart shall rejoice, even mine. My reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak it right things. Thy word that have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee, and that will make us wise on the wiles of the devils. So we know every time sin is coming at us or Satan is accusing us, we throw verse to him. It has to be hidden in our heart. Otherwise, this is in the RU ministry, you can learn that the head is in where we put our information, but heart is where we meditate. Okay, that's what we meditate, the word of God in the heart. So our heart will stay clean. So we can, it says here, shall rejoice ever mine, and my reins So that our lips speaks only the right things. Let thine heart envy, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord, fear of the Lord all day long. For surely there is an end, and in the expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise. Here's the word wise again, and guide thine heart in the way. It's saying all hearts in here. And we jump on the verse 26. My son, this is where the conclusion is. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. In 24, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increase its strength. So we store the information, we meditate in our heart, we heed the word of God. It gives we become wise, and a wise man is strong. Be strong in the Lord. The first verse in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 is be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's not us. We don't depend on ourselves. It is God. It is His Holy Spirit. So we will be strong and become a wise man if we have increased our knowledge and our thoughts, or filled, saturate ourselves with the Word of God, meditate day and night. And I believe we can be protected.